Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our challenge this week. And this week we've been learning about how God is patient. We've been looking at God's patience and then how that is meant to teach us to be patient. It's one of those characteristics of God's that we're meant to see in ourselves as we start to become more like Him, more godly, more Christ-like. So, we're going to pray about that this week, just talking to God. If you've never done it before, I will guide you through some ideas of what to pray for, and you can talk to God in your thoughts or aloud, whatever works for you. Let's start with some quiet time, though, just to focus our thoughts on God. We start by addressing our prayer to God and talking a little bit about who He is. And in this case, it's easy in this series because we are talking about who God is. And this week in particular, we looked at how God is patient. So let's start by addressing our prayers to the God of patience. If you can think of some stories in the Bible where God was patient, you can remind God of those stories. Well, now in confession, we tell God that we haven't always been patient. Maybe you can think of a time today, or this week, or this month, where you've been impatient with someone, where you haven't acted like somebody who is trying to follow Jesus. You haven't appeared to be godly in your actions or your words. So whatever that impatience looks like, confess it before God and say sorry. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's thank God that He is patient with us, that even when we have sinned, like being impatient with others, God is still patient with us. And now in supplication, we ask God for something, and in this case, let's ask God for His patience. Let's ask Him to teach us patience. Ask Him to help you show patience to others, with your words and with your actions. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, thanks for joining us this week. Hope you had a great week learning about patience. Or maybe you didn't like it and you were impatient for the weekend. I don't know. But it's the weekend, so enjoy your Saturday of rest. Enjoy your Sunday, a day for community. Try to have community with somebody else you know in your neighborhood. Invite them for dinner or somehow, play date or whatever stage of life you and your family are at. Try to have community with others, and try to have community with other Christians. See RedeemerAjax.ca for info about when our family room service meets, our all-ages church service in Ajax. Hope you can join us. So, have a good weekend. See you on Monday.